Back now with Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. More bad news for carmaker General Motors today. The Wall Street Journal reports layoffs are on the way for up to 28% of the automaker's white-collar workers. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, this is the latest in a string of announcements that don't look very good for GM.
Yeah. In fact, just last week, the company warned that its profits this year could be 80% lower than originally thought, just $1 or $2 per share of earnings growth. And then there was a federal safety report released that gave two of GM's vehicles the worst crash ratings for minivans, the Chevy Astro and the GMC Safari. This is really the next step in what's likely to be a whole series of cost containment measures that GM's going to have to take. This layoff announcement for 28% of the white-collar salaried workers. GM's unions in Europe agreed to at least 9,500 job cuts there, but it's having a much tougher time with the United Auto Workers contract here in the U.S., which prevents the company from closing any plants without union say-so, and it also requires GM to pay close to full pay and benefits when it lays union workers off.
So is this a labor problem, or are there other issues behind GM's suffering?
Well, certainly the contract is making it much more difficult for GM to solve some of those problems, but you also have a couple of outside factors that are coming in here. First of all, you have rising prices for commodities in general, especially steel. And also GM has enough car-making capacity for 35% of the market. And for the first 2 months of this year, their market share here in the U.S. was under 25%. So that, of course, means that there's a possible need for plant closures. But Edward Lapham, who's executive editor of Automotive News, says the biggest issue for GM is skyrocketing healthcare costs.
You know, they have so many retirees, and they've tried to take care of the retirees. It's claimed that there is about a $1,500 per vehicle penalty that General Motors pays because of its legacy health care costs. That's a fairly sizable cost penalty.
So again, to reiterate what he just said, you know, if you buy a $15,000 car, $1,500 worth of that is going to pay the health care costs for their employees. And they are actually the biggest health care provider in the country, expecting those costs to jump by about $500 million just this year.
What about the other big Detroit automakers? Do they have the same problems that GM does?
Well, yeah, GM certainly of the big three certainly seems to be the one that's in the most trouble right now. You look back 3 or 4 years ago, it was Chrysler. They restructured, laid people off, and closed plants. So they've come back a bit. Ford, for its part, has the new Mustang, the F-150, helping it out. But even if GM gets union concessions and is able to cut costs, GM needs a hit car. That's what it's really looking for. And we'll have more on this later from the Marketplace newsroom.
Thanks. Tess Figland of Marketplace from American Public Media.